Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 15, verses 37 to 39. Barnabas wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. Their disagreement was so sharp that they separated. This is, frankly, a painful moment, but I'm so glad that Dr. Luke recorded it. I'm sure that he could easily have airbrushed it out of his account, but he didn't. Paul and Barnabas fell out over taking John Mark on the next missionary journey. It's impossible for us to know exactly the reason for this, although we do know that Paul was disappointed by the way that John Mark had deserted them on the first missionary journey. Because we know that Barnabas was a great encourager, it's easy to presume that he was all for giving John Mark a second chance. But these things happened long time ago, and there may well be other factors of which we know nothing. The fact remains that they split up. Splits are never easy. Even when there's a speedy reconciliation, the pain of separation is real and lingering. I don't want to make light of such times, but it's important to see them in a bigger perspective. This is extremely easy to say after the event and almost impossible to see at the time. What matters is that we live with such prayerfulness, humility, grace and forgiveness that we're able to face such moments in a Christ-like way. None of this is easy. Tough times are tough for Christians, like everyone else. But as we share our lives with God, we have the incredible blessing of knowing His loving presence with us in every moment. Even when we fail completely and experience the most agonizing times of separation, God is right beside us, providing for us and strengthening us. We can look to the future with confidence and peace, whatever pain and brokenness we pass through. So let me ask you a question. In what way could you prepare yourself better to face tough times? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are with us in every moment, however challenging. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, which we call Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.